This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm here with Roger Stone in Austin, Texas, and we have got an emergency update for everybody. I've been saying this for about a month because I saw the pre-programming they're doing. Kind of like when they're rolling out a new Corvette or something. You see the promotionals, or a new soft drink. You see the promotionals, or a new taco at Taco Bell. You know when it's about to come out. They keep saying on CNN, MSNBC, Trump's going to cause violent attacks on the media when all he does is respond back to them and call them liars. And they're running around saying shut down the alternative media, people like me. And so I've been pointing out that I believe, and Paul Watson has said this, and Mike Adams has said this, and Roger Stone has said this, that they're either going to provocateur some crazy, or they're planting a false flag on themselves, or on big tech like Apple or Google or Twitter or something. Well, now I'm sure of it, because I shot a live video last night that they took us off Twitter for, where I said, I don't want any violence, nobody should be violent, I think they're planting a false flag against big tech or against something like CNN. They pulled the video and then had Lester Holt, New York Times, thousands of publications today say that I called for battle rifles to be used against the media. And then they just show quotes where I talked about if Antifa attacks your house, if you're a congressman or a cop, they doxed you, you should have your rifle ready at your house to defend yourself. And then they just show battle rifle as one quote, and then they say Antifa, Chi-Coms, the media. And then Holt says, I've got chills. Jones wants them to assault us with rifles. Folks, they wouldn't be doing that as a script everywhere, like an invasion of a third world country. I mean, this is like war-level propaganda. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war, as William Randolph Hearst said of Hearst Publishing to get us into the Spanish-American War. I know a PR rollout when I'm seeing it. And now CNN came out this morning and said Alex Jones is a domestic terrorist planning terror attacks with no links or no proof. So I'm sure now that this is one of their big October surprises in the next month or two, to stage something or provocateur something and blame it on me. And Roger Stone concurs, we do not want any violence. We decry it. We stand against it. We're winning politically. It's the left calling for violence and shooting Scalise and beating up Rand Paul and everything else. But the fact that they're saying I'm calling for this when I never said it is chilling. So this is an emergency alert to get out ahead of this. Roger?
Let's be as clear as we possibly can. Alex Jones and InfoWars do not advocate violence against the media or anyone else. If there is an attack on any media outlet or any reporter, it is not countenanced by us, it is not advocated by us, it is not done by us. It is a false flag with the goal of blaming Alex Jones.
How do we get out ahead of this, though? Because this is pure scripting. Like you're about to literally invade a country.
I think we just did.
All right, folks, we're going to be covering all of this.
Are there two people worse than you guys in America right now?
No, you.
I think CNN and the New York Times are running the Iraq war.
Yeah, you.
But that's all they want. He didn't want a response. Classic old fascist, fake leftist coward.
Keep moving.
You notice that these cowards, all they can do is misrepresent, and then they didn't want the answer. Right. He wanted to get the little token for his friends, his miserable life, and then lie about us. That's what they do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide with only 13 days out to the 2018 historic elections. Bombs sent to Clinton, Obama, CNN evacuated, George Soros, and more right on time so they can play the victim. We saw the PR rollout that I was saying use battle rifles and bombs and things on the media. None of it was true. Why would they push that? Because they were preparing the ground, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got their giant migrant caravans, now over 50,000 people, being shipped in on UN and U.S.-funded vehicles from USAID. And it's in mainstream news, what I told you last week, that George Soros doesn't pay for it. The U.S. taxpayer through the UN pays for it, and then his foundations run the operations. That's mainstream news documents all coming up and they're being trucked up just like we predicted to slam into the border 2 days before the election. There'll be more than 200,000 people when they hit. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're 13 days out from the midterm elections, and all hell is breaking loose, obviously. Coming up, I'm going to wait to the second hour, but we've got it all ready and prepared for you. Dozens and dozens of clips, and I'm going to show you the news articles for yourself here in a moment, where in the last few months, you can go see it for yourself, I laid out exactly and precisely how they are preparing the public for the idea that Trump and the conservative pro-America media aren't just Nazis, but that they are terrorists who are going to attack the media and attack universities and attack the Democratic Party, to say that our political actions are illegitimate and that we are going to cause all of this violence. So we need to be shut down. So that is all coming up when Mike Adams joins us in the second hour today. And it ties into what's happening with the stock market. It ties into what's happening with the illegal alien invader, UN-funded, U.S. government-funded operation under USAID. That's all confirmed. We're going to be breaking it all down. And as I said, the answer is to respond with cutting the UN funding. Now, obviously, the big story at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com is that a pipe bomb got mailed yesterday, a very small little pipe bomb, to one of George Soros' palatial mansions in New York, in the Hamptons. Then another similar pipe bomb reportedly got mailed to CNN, one to Obama, and one, of course, to the Clintons, all there in New York. Now, remember, if you go back, about a month ago, a gentleman was busted in New York cooking up a 200-pound bomb in his basement to bomb the Republicans to cancel the election. He was going to detonate it inside the Washington Monument Mall on the morning of Election Day, to try to cancel the election because the Republicans are going to try to steal the election or cancel it. Now, that doesn't make sense. He's a crazy leftist. He's pled guilty. He's confessed. Now, here are some of the articles dealing with this. Feds investigating potential explosive devices sent to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. CNN's New York headquarters evacuated a suspicious package. They're saying it's a bomb. Suspicious packages addressed to the White House intercepted. And it just goes on and on. Secret Service intercepts suspicious packages sent to Obama, Hillary, Clinton. Now, let's go back now to just a few weeks ago and a few months ago. Here's 2 weeks ago. Brett Kavanaugh and the information terrorists trying to reshape America. First person they attack is yours truly saying, I am a terrorist. That's Wired magazine in a huge 30-page article of pure bull. Now, let's just keep moving back from there. Here is Media Matters memorializing what happened. Alex Jones says InfoWars platform bans are first step in globalist plot to carry out violent false flag attacks against CNN and MSNBC. Yeah, they keep saying Alex Jones wants people to attack CNN, MSNBC with battle rifles. They never show a clip. They never show a quote. They just lie. Now, it's not rocket science that when they start saying Jones wants violence against the Clintons and Jones wants violence against Soros and he's going to get Soros hurt saying he was a Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes and NPR and in a book. I've played the clip many times. That clearly they're saying Trump's going to cause violence in the media when they're the ones calling for violence against him. 100-1, the left calls for violence and carries out violence versus the right. And that's well known in the media. So, Alex Jones says platform bans are first step in globalist plot to carry out violent false flags. That's August 6th when we had red alerts about that. Now it's beginning. August 4th. Protest, false flag warning, a perfect storm for stage deaths to demonize conservatives. Censorship purge points to imminent false flag violence before midterm elections, bigger than 9/11, to be blamed on Trump and Alex Jones. That's a Mike Adams article. Emergency, deep state Democrats preparing false flag attacks against media, big tech to steal election. The next stage of media censorship, again, is about to be launched. August 16th. Emergency alert. Media false flag imminent. Alex Jones and Roger Stone issue an emergency warning about the latest media attacks and decry violence. Media false flag imminent. Millie Weaver. August 17th. Alex Jones warns the deep state will bomb federal buildings and blame InfoWars. We've got that video coming up. Media false flag imminent. Another article. Emergency report. Trump must take action now to stop false flags. If not, he could fall victim to globalist trick that I predicted they would launch 2 weeks before the election. We have the clip where I call specifically 2 weeks before they would launch the bomb false flags. So those are just some of the reports. CNN accuses InfoWars of being complicit in domestic terrorism. Doesn't show where or why. Just says we are helping terrorists. I mean, it's not hard that they're about to frame us for this and to predict it. And then now you see the pipe bombs getting mailed. And then they find the mentally ill individual or the person they've wound up or the patsy, which the Democrats and the globalists are famous for. Just like they blamed Oklahoma City bombing within 30 minutes on Rush Limbaugh and all of talk radio and all conservatives in America. Just like if there's a mass shooting, they blame all gun owners. You can see them preparing it all. And now the last piece, 13 days out, will be finding out that it's a right-wing extremist and blaming it on us. And saying, he visited InfoWars. He visited Drudge Report. He visited Tucker Carlson. He watched Fox News. You can see the scripting, and boy, we told you, Jones needed to be taken off the air. And now, why? He mailed the bombs, or his somebody he influenced mailed the bombs. And this is just to gauge and create anxiety that it's the right wing and that Hillary and Soros and Obama and CNN are good guys that are just trying to talk about the news and help America. And so we've been resisting them and saying they're globalists. And so we've been saying dirty words like nationalists and other evil stuff. And so now, with the election 13 days away, you know they're planning bigger events now. Now that they've named themselves as the victims and have created the hype and the fear, now there can be the big event, and then they can bust the group or individuals or the lone wolf that's behind it and properly blame all of us. Remember, Lester Holt is a liar. Alex Jones did not call for violence. But those videos were all taken off Twitter, where I showed that I never called for hurting the media. But they don't care. They all get up there and they all lie because it's a dangerous talking point. It's a plan. And if you think the censorship purge has been bad so far, all of this was done in preparation for when they really staged the big false flags, the new 9-11s, the new Oklahoma cities, and blame it on us, where we're unable to communicate on social media and other systems, like when they say in the news every day that I say nobody died at Parkland, or there are Martian slave bases. I can't respond. So they can tell any lie they want. That's not enough. They're going to want to shut down talk radio. They've already staged attacks, tried to kill 17 members of Congress and failed. They've already tried to get Trump. They're making their move, and that's why you need to open the emails we send you with news alerts, and you need to share those with people at Infowars.com/newsletter, and you need to send those off to others and say, we're in the zone, and we're the People's Underground Information Network, and without you, the listeners and viewers, taking action, they could succeed. But we're still here standing strong in the fight with core viewers and listeners bigger than ever at Infowars.com. That's why it's critical you magnify and amplify everything we're doing.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, we're back live with 13 days out from the election. It's the 24th day of October 2018 on this Wednesday edition. The second hour, we're going to get into the clear hype that the right wing, that the Trump army, that InfoWars is causing violence and wants violence to the point of corporate media in unison saying that Trump's calling for violence, never showing him call for violence. And that I'm calling for bombing and shooting the media. Now, when you see them say that everywhere but not show a clip, that means the deep state that owns and runs them, that has conquered this country, that is on every channel telling you being a nationalist or being a Christian is bad, that if you believe in America and you believe as a taxpayer that you have certain benefits and you believe you have certain God-given rights, that you are a Nazi. I watched last night and this morning every news channel. There's an article on InfoWars.com where every major corporate fake news channel says that Trump is a Nazi. The article's on InfoWars.com. Steve Watson. Trump is Hitler. Excuse me, it's worse than that. Unhinged Democrats and leftist media call POTUS fascist dictator for saying America even exists. And that's really all he's saying. That's the upside-down world. And they're saying, we're going to cause violence, and then a pipe bomb shows up at George Soros, the kingpin, to make him the poor baby. And the headline is in all these papers last night and today, the same headline, Holocaust survivor. He survived the Nazis, the poor thing, and now he's facing pipe bombs. He worked for the Nazis and said it was the best time of his life, happy-making time. By the way, that's one reason they took us off YouTube is we played those videos and Young Turks so they didn't exist. Later, I'm going to play the full compilation of him on NPR, him on 60 Minutes saying the best time of his life was working for the Nazis rounding Jews up. And it's in Dinesh D'Souza's movie, but I digress. His latest movie. Think about that. So, right on time, George Soros, and then Hillary and Bill and then Obama and then CNN. And, oh, I bet some more little pipe bombs get mailed. And then they find the mental patient or they find the patsy or they find the group. And, oh, they were InfoWars believers in the conspiracy theory that George Soros is involved with the UN and involved in world government and that he's a bad person and that he's an enemy of this country. I mean, he is a globalist. He is a Nazi collaborator. He's totally out of control. It's in all the federal filings. He is one of the biggest funders. He gets U.S. taxpayer money to do it through the UN. And that he's quarterbacking all this stuff. So he gets a pipe bomb. And then it's like Oprah Winfrey, you get a car. You get a car. You get a pipe bomb. You get a pipe bomb. You get a pipe bomb. Oh, these poor babies that helped fund the Arab Spring and the overthrow of Ukraine and all the criminal things they do, and now bombs are there. They're such victims. There are hundreds of cases of declassified false flags. It's the oldest trick in the book. Everybody knows, you know, about movies like and TV shows like House of Cards, where they're throwing bricks through each other's window. That's one of the oldest tricks in the book. And so I've predicted it all. It isn't hard to predict because you can see the massive rollout. They don't go on every news channel in the country. They don't go through every news channel of fake news in the country and all say in unison, Alex Jones, I've got chills, Lester Holt said. Yeah, I'm really scared when he said kill us with bombs or kill us with guns and battle rifles. And Jack Dorsey goes, I know, it's terrible, but we're not going to ban him yet. To make it act like they're not censoring. Oh, they held back. So he can go around and do that whole tour of disinformation. A psyop. You know when they're on every channel saying you're saying kill the media and you didn't say it and they don't have proof you said it, that something bad is about to happen. They don't go for broke like that. They don't tell lies that big. Unless they're getting ready to attack themselves with bombs and guns and poison. And we're putting together an article on InfoWars.com that's going to be out later. That's going to have dozens and dozens of videos and articles the last year where I warned of this, where you could see the pre-programming. And just like I said, how do you know when a new Coca-Cola flavor is coming out? Because you see billboards everywhere and there's ads on radio and TV. And you go, oh, there's a new Coke coming out. Or when does McRib come back? You don't go to McDonald's, I'm going to McDonald's, you see the stupid McRib ads. McRib is back for a limited time. That means they've got McRibs at McDonald's. When they come out and they say, Alex Jones says blow up and shoot the media, and Trump says kill the media, and it's not true, and they've got a history of staging crap, and they're a pack of criminals that works with radical Islam, you name it, and say MS-13 are God's children, you better believe these scumbags in the deep state haven't given up, and they don't want America to return, and they don't want our republic back, so they're crapping their filthy britches, and they're going to pull anything. And if we can't see the giant setup to this, we're crazy. You don't just think we were going to take the country back, and they weren't going to fight back against us, do you? We are removing the globalists and the Chi-Coms from the country. We're restoring the republic, and we're going to get demonized. We're going to get attacked. I expect to be attacked. But I expect you to be smart and know what's going on. So Alex Jones says InfoWars platform bans are first step in globalist plot to carry out violent false flags against CNN, MSNBC. That's Media Matters memorializing what I said on August 6th. Here's part of it. What's the next step in their censorship plan? Well, I can tell you, they're going to stage false flag terror attacks. They're going to stage events against the media. We told you this was coming. They're going to say that Trump criticizing their lies is going to cause the violence. And they're going to directly, though, pin the probably mass shooting and bombing attacks on InfoWars. Now, I'd already been getting this chatter. I could see CNN and others hyping it up that I'm going to cause violence, that Trump's going to cause violence. I could see Brian Stelter yesterday. Let's make sure we have that clip for the next segment, where he plays the segment off C-SPAN. He says, oh, everybody's coming to try to get me. Whole thing sounds staged. This is all they have left now, is to say our speech is bad and that we have to be taken down. So understand that. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the caravan, the economy, the latest election news, all of it. But when we do the second hour, I'm going to play Mike Adams predicting it all. I'm predicting it all. But understand, here's the big emergency. These are only probing attacks to set it up and to test the public. Will they buy that Soros and Hillary and Bill and Obama and CNN are poor victims? This is introducing them as the targets. They can whine and moan and predict, if Trump doesn't stop, you're going to get us all killed. And then enrolls that big-ass truck bomb into CNN Center Atlanta. Boom! All the execs will be off on a special meeting that day. Most of the CNN crew would have never expected they'll get hit. They'll even take out a large group of their top people. Yeah, they're getting ready to hit themselves and hit themselves hard. MSNBC, ABC, they're going to hit themselves.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Lite has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I mean, to watch them hype up violence in this country and promote Antifa mainstream media, and then point their fingers at us and say we're hyping the violence. So when the violence comes to the media, we know is coming. They're hyping it like it's going to happen. Well, you know, we have to take over and have to ban free speech because people are going to be mean to the mainstream media. And Jones is saying come after the media with violence. That's the last thing I want. And they know that. So that was back in the middle of August. And I've got a bunch more of these clips. What did I say at the start of the show? Second segment. 10 minutes into the show, I said I expect a bunch of other fake pipe bombs to be mailed to other Democrats' offices so they can all be victims. Bomb squad investigates suspicious package at Wasserman Schultz's office. And it just continues on from there. So there's no investigation of her and the Owan brothers and the laptops and all the rest of it because she's a victim now. Donald Trump and Alex Jones, it's all their fault. And, you know, that's guaranteed to be all over the news. If it isn't already all over the news, I guarantee it'll be on the news soon. Bomb squad investigates suspicious package at Wasserman Schultz's office. So how long till they bring in the patsy? And how long until the minute he's arrested, we hear that he was it? The reelect campaign of Donald Trump and at InfoWars.com. How obvious is this going to have to get? I want to get into the migrant caravan. Not walking, they're being transported to the U.S. border on the back of flatbed trucks paid for by USAID. You know, why can't Trump stop that? Because we give our money to the U.N., they give it to the NGOs like George Soros and the Carnegie Foundation. That's all coming up. Stunning. Photo evidence shows caravan migrants carrying USAID bags paid for by U.S. taxpayers. Mexican news outlet, 14,000 Honduran migrants heading to U.S. Remember, they told you it was 200 last Friday. I told you it was 20,000. It's 50,000. Suicide surges in hopeless Venezuela. Well, I'm sure that's America's fault. How did the migrant caravan become so big, and why is it continuing to grow? Trump administration has not settled on a plan for what to do. The migrant caravan arrives in the U.S. border. Reportedly, fistfights between John Bolton and General Kelly. Kelly, by the way, is the expert on that, the former head of Southcom. 2,100 mostly unarmed guard troops on border as Trump vows to send more to stop migrant caravan. And they'll attack just like they did the Mexican police. And the media will say, how dare you do this? We see our corporate traitor media that says you can't even say the word nationalist. Rolling out the red carpet to the migrants in NPR this morning. I was listening to it driving to work. Was saying how it was the best thing in the world. And how we just need to be totally open and have no borders. You got Hollywood running around saying that. That's all coming up with the video and more next segment. But whatever you do, they censored and they blocked and they tried to shut down InfoWars ahead of the midterms and ahead of the last 2 weeks. What did I say in show after show? I said in the last 2 weeks, because I've watched what the globalists do in other countries. They launch overthrows of governments during elections so they can confuse it all, and when the public is the most hyped up and the most divided, so they can create a national emergency and remove the president. Soros is an expert at this and has done this in more than 20 countries. He's trying to crash the dollar right now. He's trying to crash your pension funds right now. He's working to bring down this country right now with all these other globalist groups. And I've got stacks of mainstream news admitting that it's the Carnegie and the Ford and the Rockefeller and the MacArthur Foundation and the Open Societies Foundation getting money from the UN to run it. And the UN sets up the refugee centers and has the executive power through agreements to do this. So right on time, the bombs get mailed. What did I say just two Sundays ago? I remember on the show saying, they're loading the bombs. They're preparing to mail the bombs right now. We haven't found that clip yet, but you heard me say it. They're loading the bombs. They're loading the bombs. I said it a month ago, just days before they busted the guy with a 200-pound bomb to blow up conservatives on election day to cancel the election. What do I tell you over and over again? They want civil unrest. They want murder. They want death. Let's go to a few clips here from September 14th and October 10th. Two different clips. Here they are. I don't know if it's going to be truck bombs or machine gun attacks. I don't know where it is. They're getting ready to blow the living snot out of themselves. And when it happens, I won't be on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but you will be. You've got to get out there and cover it all. That's why they said, oh, my God, he said Sandy Hook didn't happen. Which I did question. Then they said, I said, Parkland didn't happen, which I did not question. Because it was a police standout. Because they want it where I'm not listened to when they pull this. Because they're going to blame Alex Jones, Alex E. Jones, and DJT.
DJT. It's confirmed. The left is activating their sleeper cells. They are preparing to stage terror attacks in the next 26 days, and it's only meant to escalate from there. The globalists don't even care if they win the midterms. They want to create a national emergency to try to drive Trump and the patriots out of the government because they know that we're bringing the country back and the prosperity is the ultimate Trump card against the globalists. So they are now about to make their move. But thank God, Trump and the patriots that we do have in the government are aware of this and are stopping these terror attacks before they take place. The only question is, can we stop them all? This guy is the classic cutout. I've done a lot of research on him. Classic cutout decoy. A mental patient who they would have out there with a bomb, who they would then load up with pro-Trump paraphernalia, you name it. There's a lot of different angles they could go with, but the globalists tell you how they even do this. Remember the movie Arlington Road where they trick the professor to think he's going to stop the terror attack, but then he actually gets blamed for it? That's exactly what they did with McVeigh. He was there trying to go around setting up militias to stop terror attacks. When they said they were going to go ahead and create a real one, he blew the whistle, tried to stop it. They drugged him up, and the rest is history, and that all came out in court. But that's a side issue. Let me go over this article for you right now. That was, of course, the gentleman a few weeks ago that was going to blow up the National Mall. We have a lot of other even more detailed clips that I'm told they've grabbed. We'll have those in the next hour. Mike Adams joins us. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to alert you so you know what's going on. That's why they clamped down on us and thousands of other conservatives and libertarian groups. That's why they're censoring everybody, because they don't want us to be able to communicate and share information when the big event happens. And they're going to blame us. And they're going to then have the left riot in the streets. They're going to assail the borders with hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring across in a total destabilization. This is 21st century warfare. Because of nuclear weapons, you can't have a toe-to-toe war with a major nation. They do it through open borders. They do it through subterfuge. They do it through sabotage. I believe we're going to make it through this election. I believe we're going to stop it. I believe they're only doing probing simulated attacks because they know a big attack, they'll still get caught doing it. They haven't been able to shut down the communications properly. I believe that we're going to make it through this. And I believe they may stop with just these probes. But I could be wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, if an explosion goes off, you go there with a camera. If anything looks suspicious, you videotape it. You watch everything now. If I was General Citizens, I would be as independent media patrolling at night. I'd be patrolling in the morning. I would be looking everywhere you're at, especially if you work in an international media institution. You know, I don't think they're going to kill their own CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA and involved in black ops and disinfo and government overthrows all over the world. They'll roll it into some event, though, with a bunch of media and kill them. The deep state will. And so I'm telling you, especially media, universities, and Democratic Party facilities, if you're at a big Democratic facility and you suddenly see all the executives gone one morning, get out, get out, get out. Just like OKC. They're going to be across town because they know that truck bomb's rolling up. We'll be right back. This is an emergency broadcast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide, or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There is a saying, a maxim in Latin, or the old Roman, qui bono. Qui bono. Who benefits? Who stands to gain? But you also have to ask, who has a history of doing something? Who has the capacity to do it? And again, who benefits from it? You know, you see this in different crime shows, and I've read about it in criminology. Most firefighters are really great people. But generally, when there's some junior firefighter and they see a house that's burning down first, it happens a couple times, and they respond first, or they find a pipe bomb and defuse it and are the hero, the cops start watching them, and they're the ones that have done the pipe bomb or the poop swastika. Yeah, I mean, or the little cross in the yard, or go away in words at the Air Force Academy. And I said it's probably a leftist cadet. And it was. Almost every time it is, actually. But we're not supposed to talk about that or think about that. We're supposed to not think about who benefits. From now, as I said at the start of the show, I believe you'll have a whole bunch of these pipe bombs mailed to all the little Democrats. They started with the big Prince himself, George Soros, the big granddaddy, the biggest contributor, the biggest funder, why he got the bomb. And everybody speculates who sent the little 4-inch long pipe bomb. And this guy funds burning down whole cities and killing the police in different nations. Look it up. He brags about it. And then, oh, it's Hillary and Bill. It's down the hierarchy. And then it's Obama. And then it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's got a bunch of heat on her. And then it's Eric Holder. And then it's Kamala Harris. So they all get to be in the news and get to be victims now with the perfect narrative of the media, the corporate media saying Donald J. Trump and these congressmen, they're all going to cause violence. Alex Jones is calling for it when it wasn't true. And the editor of major publications like Raw Story saying Scalise deserved what he got. You know, we were defending ourselves. And CNN's Wolf Blitzer has guest on saying the guy that shot Scalise was a hero. See how that works? See how these people operate? And it's right in front of your face. And they want me off the air ahead of the deep state group they've got, branding that the left is under attack when they're the ones calling for all the violence. They're the ones carrying it all out. CNN saying, well, the cops are getting killed because cops are bad. And really, if a cop does something bad reportedly in another state, shooting a cop in the back of the head's okay. They're the ones trying to destabilize the country. They're the ones saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. And now they've got big, brand-new 18-wheelers, flatbacks, piled up with people on big old superhighways driving up to the U.S. border. And there's all these, and waving their Honduran and Nicaraguan and Panamanian flags. Woo! And saying, Trump is the Antichrist and burning American flags. Yeah! And all these Hollywood people came out, I'll get to that in a moment, and they're saying the same thing, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And then they have Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and Rachel Maddow. I think I asked the crew back there to do a compilation of that. It's in the article by Steve Watson, Trump is Hitler, unhinged Democrats and leftist media call POTUS fascist dictator for putting America first. And they shake their head and they said, he said we're a nation. He said we have a country. That's mind control, folks. Acting like something totally normal is bad, see? But they're a pack of liars that have gotten away with everything. So why shouldn't they? Google's in big trouble for illegal spying. So's Facebook. So's Apple. Apple's led the way spying on their users and selling the data, even giving it to the Chinese government. So Tim Cook's out trying to damage control. And notice, the head of the Trump campaign, who I've been a little critical of, because he's like, I don't want to comment on the censorship. The White House may do something. I can't comment. I'm like, come on. You need to comment. And he wouldn't get anyone, so I kind of got mad at Parcells a little bit and said that. But I left it at that. Little did I know, the next day, a huge Breitbart article and he gave a bunch of speeches saying they're meddling in the election, they're authoritarian, they're dangerous, and the president needs to act. So good. I guess just strategically, they didn't want to tell us that when we ran into him at the Trump event, which is fine. All I want is action. And so we got an interview with him. I just thought it made him look stupid, so I wasn't going to air it. I was just disappointed. But, hey, good job. I've been told you're a great guy about people in the campaign and the president and everything, so I'm sure you know what's going on. But for whatever strategic reason, I guess you didn't want to break that news that InfoWars and get demonized. But you got to dance with who brung you, bro. They're trying to destroy me and your boss because we're Americana and we're fearless and we're rebooting it. But I'm sure you know what you're doing. The point is that InfoWars is standing against these globalists right now. Now, here I am with Mike Adams, again, in October. When we come back, I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to give you the exact date. It was in the fourth hour where we lay it all out really brilliantly. And Mike Adams will be joining us next hour, but I want to explain something. This means they're considering major terror attacks against themselves, and that all the pre-programming to get that ready is for a good reason, and that 2 plus 2 did indeed equal 4. In fact, we're not even looking at 2 plus 2 now. We're looking at the word go with a green light. Now, that doesn't mean they're still going to pull it. They want us shut up because they don't want us on their tail, because they know I've got their number. And they know I'll never back off. You don't think I haven't had the olive branches reached out to me even recently by the Clintons? Yeah. Off-air discussion, so. people that are well-known good friends of theirs that just so happen to be conservatives. You don't think I've had the phone call, said, is that enough? You going to tap out? No, rip my arm out of the socket. I'm never tapping out because you people are evil, and I want you off my back. And you're not going to flood us with Islamicists. You're not going to teach five-year-olds, you know, that they're really girls, little boys. I'm sick of it. I have to get you off my back. That is, they don't get it. The pain is having them do this to everybody. My fighting you is tapping out. What I'm doing is my death struggle to get free from you, to get my soul away from you. I did tap out. You understand? That's what this is, coming up for air. Fighting for your life. I don't do this because I hate you. I do it because I have to get you off my back and my children's back. You understand that? So, we've reached the epic fulcrum. We've reached the jump point. It's all confirmed. 2 + 2 = 4. Now it's a big giant green light. One, meh, 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 meh. Red sirens on the roof, baby. They got the team's red sirens going. They got the red sirens going in their rooms. They got the teams ready. They got the contractors ready. They got the bombers and the shooters ready. And the red sirens are going on the ceiling. And the dudes are getting ready to march out and get in the trucks. They're getting ready to go out and march out and get in those planes. Foreign mercenaries, just like they did with OKC. They're coming. Probably use German ones again. They're coming. They're coming right now, ladies and gentlemen. You going to let them do it? You see Germans that look like they're in the military in a federal building or a Democrat area, you better call the police and get the hell out of there quick. Because I know of 4 bombings that they use Germans on. Because the Germans will do it. They frame right-wingers all the time in Germany. Even London Guardian reports on that. So you better watch your butt for Germans. And they may even use Iranian Hezbollah. They had cutouts at Oklahoma City where they almost did that as a backup plan. Because they had some Muslims they'd burn if the public didn't buy that it was an army officer. I'm going to break here. If I forget to plug to fund ourselves, they'll beat us. Not in this round, but down the road, if we defeat them this round, we need fuel at the next jump to beat them that level. We're always fighting the next war while we win this one. That's how we beat the enemy. But I need you to flood InfoWarsStore.com with orders. We've got free shipping still store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, 35% on the best high-quality storable food out there, My Patriot Supply. Get your X2. It's the last run of it. Get your Brain Force Plus. Get your body's ultimate turmeric formula. Read the thousands of 5-star reviews. And whatever you do, pray for us. And the most important thing is InfoWars.com/show. 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 Send that link to your email, your text, and say, this guy predicted that they were going to have bombs get sent to all the Democrats. It's a no-brainer. This guy, because they're pre-programming. It's like you see a movie trailer for, you know, The First Man. You go, oh, there's a movie coming out about Neil Armstrong. And you go down and you buy a ticket and you walk in and the movie comes on. They're pre-programming it all. It's here. It's here. 100%. 100%. I'm not worried about them blaming it on me or Trump. I'm worried about the riots, the open borders they're going to hit from every angle, stock market crashes, and they may even set off a low-yield nuclear weapon. This is it, America. You want to be slaves? Lay down. You want to stop them? Spread the word. InfoWars.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.